Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the world of online payments, and a big shift happening for some developers. Moving away from the giant, Stripe, to a newer service called Polar.sh.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. Stripe is basically the default choice for any SaaS product, right? I mean, everyone uses it. So what could possibly be compelling enough to make someone switch?
That is the perfect question. And it's not because Stripe is bad. Far from it. It has a fantastic developer experience, and it's more than just a payment processor. It's a whole financial infrastructure platform.
Right. It handles credit cards, debit cards, digital wallets, subscriptions, invoices, refunds. It seems like the complete package. So why would anyone leave that comfort zone?
Well, the answer comes down to one of the most tedious parts of running a business, taxes. Specifically, sales tax.
Oh no, the T word. I thought Stripe had automatic tax collection. I've seen that feature.
It does, and it's great at telling you how much tax to collect from a customer, based on their location. But here's the crucial part it doesn't do. Tax remittance.
Remittance? What's the difference?
It's a huge difference. Remittance is the process of actually reporting and paying those collected taxes to the correct government authority. Stripe collects the money for you, but then you, the business owner, are on the hook for registering in Germany, the UK, various US states, and filing the paperwork and sending them the money, usually every quarter.
Wait, so I'd have to deal with the German tax authority, and then the UK one, and they all have different rules and deadlines? That sounds like an absolute nightmare, especially for a solo developer.
It is a nightmare. And for some places, like the EU and the UK, if you're an outside seller, the tax threshold is effectively zero. You have to start doing this from your very first sale. It's a mountain of paperwork.
Okay, I'm starting to see the problem. So what's the alternative? How does a service like Polar solve this?
Polar, along with others like Lemon Squeezy and Paddle, operate as something called a merchant of record, or MOR for short. This is the game changer.
A merchant of record. What does that actually mean?
Think of it like a legal proxy. When you use an MOR, your customers are legally buying the product from them, not from you. The MOR then pays you the sale amount, minus their service fee.
Whoa, okay. So Polar becomes the official seller, and since they're the seller, they are legally responsible for handling all that tax registration, collection, and remittance.
Exactly. They take on the entire legal and financial burden of sales tax globally. For a developer who just wants to build stuff, it's an incredible weight off their shoulders.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? It has to be the fees, right? They must charge a lot for that service.
You got it. There's always a trade-off. Stripe's fee is famously around 2.9%. MORs range from 4 to 10%. But this is why Polar is gaining so much traction. Its fee is only 4%.
So for an additional 1.1%, you can completely outsource a massive international tax headache? That seems like a bargain. Why wouldn't everyone do this?
Well, there's one other major drawback to consider. Because an MOR like Polar is a big platform making sales all over the world, they have almost certainly exceeded the sales tax thresholds in every jurisdiction.
Ah, I see where you're going with this. If I was using Stripe and hadn't sold much in, say, Australia, I wouldn't have to charge my Australian customers tax yet. But with an MOR, tax is charged from day one, everywhere.
Precisely. So your product even becomes more expensive for some customers, or you have to eat that cost. It's a strategic decision. But for the developer in this case, the time spent on paperwork and the stress of missing deadlines and getting fined made the switch a clear winner.
That makes total sense. So, was the actual migration difficult? Moving from a deeply integrated system like Stripe sounds scary.
It was surprisingly straightforward, thanks to some clever tools. He used a database provider called Neon, which has this incredible feature that lets you instantly fork your entire production database into a separate branch for testing.
You're kidding. You can just clone the live database, data and all, without any risk to the real thing? That's a developer's dream for a risky migration like this.
It's a total superpower. It allowed him to refactor the database schema with confidence. And interestingly, moving to Polar actually simplified some things. For example, in Stripe, one product can have many different prices. In Polar, it's a simple one-to-one mapping. One product, one price.
So you might have to create more products in Polar for different tiers. But the database schema itself becomes simpler. I like that.
Another simplification was customer IDs. With Stripe, you usually need a lookup table to map your app's user ID to the Stripe customer ID. But Polar lets you set an external ID on their customer object. So you can just use your own internal user ID directly. No extra tables needed.
That's so elegant. It sounds like Polar is really designed with developer convenience in mind, not just for the tax stuff.
It really is. From there, it was mostly about swapping out the Stripe SDK for the Polar SDK and setting up a new webhook handler. The whole process was methodical, and thanks to testing on that database fork, safe.
So in the end, was it worth it? Is Polar the new go-to?
For this developer, absolutely. The goal was to buy back time and mental energy to focus on creating and building, not on being a part-time tax accountant. It's all about opting for a low-maintenance lifestyle.
It really drives home that there's no one-size-fits-all solution in tech. Stripe is a powerhouse, but for a certain type of creator, an MOR like Polar is just the smarter move for long-term sanity.
Couldn't agree more. It's a fascinating example of how the right tool can completely change your focus. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.